This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for U.S. soy, drive on-farm resilience, and bring value to U.S. soybean farmers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. I'm Riley Smith. The Modern Ag Alliance is advocating for farmers from coast to coast. We'll have more right after this.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
Even though the Modern Ag Alliance is only just over 1 year old, its impact in that short amount of time has been far-reaching. At this point, the coalition now contains over 100 ag organizations. At this year's Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois, Elizabeth Burns Thompson, executive director of the Modern Ag Alliance, said their reach now extends from coast to coast.
We've got a lot of commodity groups, state farm bureaus, and really organizations from coast to coast that have come together to work proactively to ensure that we continue to have access to the critical tools, chemistries that we depend upon to fight weeds in our fields. We've seen growing threats and risks to the availability and access of those tools. So we're really working on playing a little offense to make sure that we still have those moving forward.
Burns Thompson said they have been very busy advocating for important ag policy in over a dozen states during their first year.
Worked proactively in about a dozen state legislatures this year. We're largely a policy organization, and very pleased to say that we were able to get some of that those bills in across the finish line, up in North Dakota and down in Georgia. So really critical pieces of legislation that will provide clarity and consistency around pesticide labels to ensure that products are available moving forward. And we're really transitioning that then into some activities through the remainder of this year and gearing up for state legislative work in 2026 as well.
For more information, visit modernagalliance.org. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to you every day. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.